There is a safety concern.
Confrontations in Canada's capital as police are given new powers to charge truckers who have held firm for nearly 3 weeks.
Please give your respects.
Trucks and protesters have shut down these streets outside Parliament in downtown Ottawa, as well as disrupting businesses and cross-border trade with the US.
It's what enshrines our inalienable rights as citizens. So we have, you know, the right to free speech, freedom of assembly, freedom to move, freedom to do this.
Canadian truckers calling themselves the Freedom Convoy had gathered to make a stand against a rule that required truckers to be vaccinated to cross the US-Canadian border. They were later joined by other protesters, many from far-right groups. On Thursday, police moved in to arrest the leaders. Chris Barber filmed here, and Tamara Litch. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has invoked the Emergencies Act, which gives powers to declare the blockade illegal, arrest drivers, freeze bank accounts, and suspend licenses.
On Monday, as we entered the third week of illegal blockades and occupations, the federal government invoked the Emergencies Act. We did it to protect families and small businesses, to protect jobs and the economy. We did it because the situation could not be dealt with under any other law in Canada.
Police have secured a perimeter around the protests in the downtown core. They've handed these orders to truckers: leave or face charges.
It's just a fake paper. So it says here you must leave the area now. But warning that anyone blocking streets or assisting others in the blocking of the streets are committing a criminal offense and you might be arrested.
I'm not afraid to be arrested as much as time it's going to take to get everything straightened out and back to work normal. I mean, if they arrest me, then I go back to work eventually once it's all sorted out. But if they don't want to come to the table and talk, I stay here and I'm not working anyway, so we'll see where it goes.
The movement has captured the world's attention, but the Canadian Truckers Association says it doesn't represent the majority of drivers who are vaccinated and working hard to ensure trade continues. Police now want to end this peacefully, but even with threats, many truckers remain defiant. Laura Burden-Manley, Al Jazeera.